Buonasera, sono Daniela Baiardi per Radio Gwen e abbiamo qua come ospite Tracy Bryant al Model, un evento in collaborazione con la Dead Valley Skeleton Agency e Drunken Sailors, e iniziamo l'intervista. So, how are you, Tracy Bryant?
Doing well. Good so far.
So, could you describe your music in a modern art piece?
I don't know. It seems tough. I'm not really good with interviews, so.
Well, something like an art piece that inspires you, like, that you associate with your music.
I would say it's, I don't know, it's a collaboration of things. I'm not sure. I don't know how to answer that one.
Alright, let's just keep it for the last, then. So last time you were in Lugano was 2 years ago.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. That was the only time I've been in Lugano until right now.
So you were with the Corners, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How was that experience here in Lugano?
That was fun. I mean, that was at Molino, which was pretty wild. It was great. It was nice. I was shocked by that existed in the middle of this city.
How is it to be back in Lugano with your own project, you know?
It's, you know, it's fun touring with this band because, you know, all these guys are people I'm friends with. And yeah, it's just like a good playing music that, yeah, I don't know, it's nice.
So who's in your band? I know someone from Adult Books is in your band.
Yeah,
so could you tell us more about them, please?
Nick Winfrey, he plays and sings in Adult Books, so he's playing guitar. He's played shows in, he's from Los Angeles. And then Brendan Haggerty, which is playing bass, he's from San Francisco. He was touring a lot with Useless Eaters, so he's played here before. And then the drummer is named Leo, or Leonard Cag. He's he actually recorded and produced my newest record. And he's Swedish, but he lives in Berlin. So he's on drums. So just four of us, yeah.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
What about the Corners right now? What's going on with that project?
Yeah, we're not really. I mean, we have like a final EP that is going to be coming out sometime soon, which was like the final recordings we did. I mean, yeah, we still see each other. Everyone's kind of doing different things now, you know? And we kind of like grew apart, I guess. Yeah. Everyone kind of was interested in doing different things, so yeah. I kind of was more interested in making this music, so kind of went in that direction. Feels more rewarding.
If I'm not wrong, you were in Berlin for a while, right?
Yeah.
But what were you like,
doing
there? I know Berlin is very like very hot destination for like artists and so on. But were you doing?
I mean, I love Berlin. I met my wife Kim on the Corners tour. We met in Leipzig. And then, yeah, I went back to spend time with her, did like a solo tour in Berlin, or around Europe basically. And then, I mean, she was living in Berlin, so spending a lot of time there. And then recorded that album, the newest one that just came out in Berlin. She introduced me to Leo, who's on the tour now. And yeah, I don't know, Berlin is like one of my favorite places in the world, I guess, that I've been. Just like being there.
So it helped out like create the touring for Tracy Bryant, kind of.
In a way, yeah. I mean, there was, I don't know. Just Germany in general, I think, has a lot to offer. Los Angeles was really exciting, like 3 or 4 years ago, and like Echo Park and stuff. And then, I just felt like Berlin was more exciting. Kind of felt more authentic than Los Angeles became, I guess, for me.
From you first had an EP out, and then you came out with 3 albums, correct me if I'm wrong,
I'd always been doing, I mean, before Corners, I had, like, had done cassettes since I was, 17, 18, that no one really has heard, and just would do cassette recordings and, make, like, 50 copies and give them to friends and stuff, and then the original like Corners recording, which is Beyond Way, was just going to be like Tracy Bryant Beyond Way, and then it became the band, and then it like evolved, and then we made this other record, Corners. And then this first like cassette release, yeah, I didn't really intend for that to come out. Robert, the bass player, Corners, was doing call himself Billy Changer, and then he wanted to do the split cassette, and I was kind of like, well, these are just like songs I'm doing at home, and then so that's kind of what that is. That wasn't really like meant to be like a release, so that never came out on record. And then Subterranean was the first record, and now this would be like technically the second vinyl release or whatever.
So the after EP, the second.
Right, so that was...
It was like a collab between...
Yeah, that was Subterranean. Oh, you mean after, like, the Corners thing? Or are you talking about...
I mean, with the Billy Chang.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't really a collaboration. It was, like, he made a tape and I made a tape, you know? We were both in Corners at the time, and then we just made, like, a two-sided album, basically. You know, one was all his songs, one were all my songs. You know, that I did all at home. And then Subterranean was the first record under my name that we came and toured here in like February. We didn't play Lugano, but we did do Zurich and everything else. We did shows with King Kong the Shrines. And that album I recorded with Juju and Jeremy, who are in the band Froth now, and then my friend Cameron, who's in this band Mystic Braves. So we did that one together, yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
How everything goes together, like you meet, like, from other bands and so on.
We all kind of like moved. Everyone was playing all these bands in Echo Park and like playing like 5-6 nights a week around LA. And that's how I met Nick from Adult Books and like all the Froth guys. We're all playing like The Smell and all these venues all the time. And then we all just kind of like moved in the same, like we're all neighbors. So we all just sort of started playing. They all ended up being like, oh, I like what you're doing. And like, why don't you play my band, you know? So. And they're all good friends. We're all still good friends, you know, so it's kind of nice to play with music with people that are, you know, like, people you really like and respect and stuff.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So, listening from your older, like, records and so on, they sound really raw, but now to your last records, it sounds like you have a more defined sound.
Right.
I don't know. That's what I got from it, but what could you tell us about it? What changed? Was it the recording or like how?
The first tape stuff was just, like home recordings, and then with like that Subterranean album, it was kind of like just a collection of songs that I'd had and some other new ones. So it's kind of like a more mixed thing. And then the record just came out, is I would say, more of like a focused idea of this kind of, I don't know, you know? I think a lot of bands make music that's like cool when you have a band and it's loud and it's live, but when it comes to like listening to it on an album, it's not, you know, just what you want to hear. With this kind of record, it was more of like, it started off to be just like acoustic songs, and then when we recorded it, made it, you know, like a bigger thing and more produced and stuff. But I'm just wanting to make music that really stuff I'd want to listen to, you know, like when you're at home or something. And it's kind of nice, there's a lot of freedom with the solo act to not have to be like, oh, we're this type of band, we're like a loud band, we're like a fuzz band, you know, whatever, we're a post-punk band or something. It's more of, these are just songs that, you know, would be good to play or listen to. It's like more emotion and stuff.
So this is more of a future question. What do you have in mind for your future of Tracy Bryan?
Well,
future albums, collaborations, or like, what's
gonna
happen?
And album-wise, my wife Kimberly Fitzner, who's here with us. Hi. But we just finished recording a record because she's a writer and also musician. So it was kind of an interesting process. But we made this, you know, living together and everything. It was like, she'd be like, I have this melody, or I have these words. And I mean, she wrote a lyrics on this one song, the last song, I'm Only, on the one that just came out. But on this next record, I think this next record, we actually already recorded it, finishing the mixes now. But it's really exciting. But we both, wrote all the lyrics and most of the music together, and then had like a really good band playing, like our friend Nick Murray on drums on this record, and Brian Allen's playing bass. So yeah, I think, but this album I think is like the most realized vision of what, yeah, it's interesting, you know. Grew up listening to all this music from the early 90s and stuff, like bands like Guided by Voices and Pavement and all this stuff, and it's funny now getting more in touch with like the really influential music for me, you know, and for Kim and I too, like kind of touching base on all this stuff we really like and making just like a more dynamic album. There's like a lot of freedom in that, you know. You're not like, oh, it has, every song has to be like loud or every song has to be really soft, you know. So I think this one is really interesting, and it's like a really full, complete vision, you know, like put a lot of effort and time into it. I mean, it took like 6 months to record. We've been doing it. Yeah, I'm excited about it. But yeah, that's the next thing, you know.
So we could say it's kind of like there is an equilibrium to it.
Yeah, I would say this one is kind of like, I would say Subterranean is kind of, you know, like a little garagey and like rock and roll and has good songs. The album that just came out, I think, is, you know, I like it obviously, but I think this one is like the real, it's kind of like the album I always wanted to make, you know what I mean? It's very, yeah, there's, yeah, it's just, I don't know, interesting.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. I hope you enjoy your time here in Lugano and your tour here in Europe, and I hope to see you guys play in Europe again soon. And thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.